Dear Chicago, drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
And welcome.
And welcome to the greatest shit show on earth.
Earth.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 675.
Five.
Yeah. That was good. I'm on my game. My name is Shangela.
No, it's been used.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
Paper has not been used.
Pretty sure that's Gwyneth Paltrow's next child's name.
Right. Get it, Penneth.
Oh,
Gwyneth.
Y'all. Your English ain't working today. This is Ricky.
And
by the way,
yes,
we record from where?
Chicago.
Is that correct?
And the West Rogers Park.
No.
Ah.
East Rogers Park.
Oh, is it really east?
Yeah.
What's west?
It's west is after Ridge.
Oh, okay.
Near
west.
You know what?
Near west. Because you're literally a block away. No, two blocks away from Ridge, bitch.
Three. I am a Lakeview adjacent.
Like real adjacent. You know how they say the elbow is connected to the
thigh femur, bone?
Anyways, so
episode 675. Thank you for listening.
Yes.
We took a week off because I
go ahead, tell them.
Ricky Miss Burton Romero.
Okay.
I needed some days.
I
need a week for me, a week for only me. So I, instead of a week, I took an extended weekend. But
right. You sure did take an extended weekend.
Roger's all like Friday. So we're recording at what time tomorrow? We're not.
No. Right. He was like, it's not happening. No.
I'm not sure. Let's record.
We are recording. So he's the one that was like, I don't want to record, I want time to myself. And I'm like,
but I also had a class to go to. Two classes.
Yes, you had two classes. What?
You looked over here and said like you were talking to someone else other than me.
Maybe I was. Maybe I wasn't.
I looked back.
No,
at my dog.
I was saying but I got like enamored with whatever was over there. I was a little off in La La Land. Sorry.
So, I decided to take the weekend off because I just needed some me time. I had some classes I needed to take. I needed to chillax. I think that's what the kids say these days.
No, they don't.
And it's even, not even that anymore?
And even when it was out, it was not popular.
Oh, that's sad for me. I was reading an interesting article today that
tell
was
me.
Grouping
I'm having issues here.
The grouping the kind of the groups of people like Generation Y, Generation X, or whatever. And did you know the first group of generation? They call it the greatest generation from like 1900 to like 1927 or whatever.
I mean, they fucking put the country into depression. How was that great?
that was before the depression.
No, I thought
the depression was in the 30s.
Yes. Well, perfect. Cause they did put the fucking, they put them into the depression.
The government did.
Yeah. Well,
because
anyway.
You know there was a total of like 10,000 people in the United States at that time.
I think that was like Central Park. Anyways, that's interesting. Why did they say that though?
Because like what was the contributing factors? You know how there's Generation X, Generation Y, and then millennials. They're saying that Generation Y is bullshit. There doesn't need to be a middle between those two generations.
Oh, yes. Actually, and I did read because I wanted to see, like, someone was saying.
Because sometimes some were millennial. Well, not now.
I was going to say, yeah, they're kind of mixed because when I looked it up, they were saying that Generation X, because that's what we are, sometimes teeter-tottered between Generation Y and millennials. And I'm like, how in the fuck is that possible? If it's a different, like, you know, class of years that is considered that. So, but apparently it's what you're explaining, that the two generations can kind of be
overlapping into that Y
so much into one side or the other that they could really be considered that, which is really interesting.
So they're saying that the Generation Y should not exist and people that are our age would be the end.
Right. Because it ends, I think it ends either 78 or 79. Actually, I think Generation X, I think they end a little later than that. And I think that's the reason why, because some researchers or whatever, like, that's the distinguishing factor that kind of makes it either you're Y or you're a millennial, which is those couple years.
It's just kind of weird, though. Like, you know, I have my sister, which is younger than me. She's a year and a half younger. So if I was born in 77, she was born in 79, how possibly could those 2 years make such a change in a generation that you would call me one and one her the other?
That's really interesting because I
don't understand that.
According to Wikipedia, it's saying that Generation X is from 1961 to 1981. So really, my sister can be considered a Generation X.
Yeah, but she was born in 81. Like our age turn into Generation Y. So why is my sister going to be in Generation, or no, will be an X, and then she would be a Y?
I don't know. I guess it's like,
but we only grew up a year and a half apart from each other. So right. How much has really changed in that time that a complete group of people, you know,
would be? And, you know, we are the first. Hold on.
We're Generation Next, just to let you know.
Right.
Get it, Pepsi.
What I don't understand, I'm trying to read here and try to, like, report back. It's, I'm trying to figure out even why generation is called that, even that generation.
Even, it's broken down into, like, different departments of a business, like marketing, research. Like, they even have them at all different kinds of levels. So, like, research might find us as a millennial, but then, you know, marketing's like, oh, no, they're, Generation X or Generation Y, you know.
Interesting.
Generation Y is probably because they're constantly saying, why was I born? Why do I have to work? Why right. Is it not fair?
And then, okay, but then, so that's a little bit of entitlementism, you think, right? Oh. Or
entitlementism stopped. What?
In millennials? Millennials are expectant.
It started with that Generation Y, the end of our Generation X that they're putting together. That's where entitlement started.
Yeah, but it pours over to millennials. Like, yeah, I feel.
But millennials feel entitled too.
Well, see, but if Judy
has a phone, I have to have a phone.
And it better be the iPhone 10.
And better.
What I was going to say is that the distinguishing factors, I think the reason why I consider millennials like the expectant sort of generation is because I think their parents were born in either Generation X or Generation Y, and they either were provided enough or were provided too much. And so now
that's called bad parenting is what happened. And that's why we have
millennials. No, but I think that's the reason why like the millennials are expectant, because like, they're like, they grew up, everything is handed to them.
Everything's handed to them. There's like, they'd never heard of a spanking before.
No, because it
Brixton and Braylee have only heard timeout.
Only. And that was, mommy's going to count to three.
And by timeout, it means go to your room and get on the internet and play.
Oh,
they're little, the worst.
So, you know, I don't know. Like, I just
kind of think I kind of feel like I know what Big Fatty feels like.
Oh, my God.
Not like the fart and shart and burp.
But the old factor.
Yeah, the old factor.
The differential generations. Is that what you're talking about? Got it.
I think I'm starting to feel like he feels.
I just, you know, I hate millennials because of that.
Say, first of all, hate Big Fatty.
No, Big Fatty, he's an awesome person. He really is. I mean, he's a very nice guy. Don't let his shittery fool you. He's a very nice
guy. No, his shartery.
Oh, I'm sorry. His shartery fool you. Because he's a nice guy. What was I going to say? Oh, I was talking about the generation. I think it's because they're so expectant. And, you know, there was a great article that was written I think it was like Tumblr, but then someone reposted it or whatever, and it was based on why our generation is so like nostalgic, and how we sometimes think like, oh, we're never gonna have the beginning of something, because like really our generation saw the birth of a lot of things that the next generation
didn't, like
internet. Didn't really see yet.
Cell phones,
like cell phones, I mean cable, because cable was kind of still new. The internet was birthed in
AOL inches became a thing.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it had its own ruler.
Exactly.
You had to do conversion.
Right.
There was like the real
a 2-page conversion that really gave you them AOL inches. it was, and because computers weren't so fancy, the algorithm couldn't figure it out.
And then the next thing you hear is, Ricky, get off the computer. I need to use the phone.
Right, right.
I'm like, oh, I'm about to get off on this 32 pixel porn video I'm watching.
To verbalize what that would sound like, it'd be like, wah, bah, that would be the sound that's coming through the speakers.
No, and me. And me.
Because all of a sudden, you got 32-bit.
Oh, my God.
Anyways.
Stop touching the wires on the microphone. Oh, it scares me.
Oh.
Because I'm thinking it's popping like every time.
No, because this one's a new one, remember?
Well, new doesn't mean it's always good. Millennials.
Well, right.
Oh my God, we are millennial hating assholes right today.
We're totally like, get off my lawn. Well, no, but going back to the nostalgia thing, it was like the article just kind of like really summed up that, you know, things like Star Wars or whatever, and it coming back to us, and the, like, we consider it so good. And the article was kind of saying that they, you know, the reason why we do that is because we are a generation that's very nostalgic. Because we had a lot of firsts, and a lot of generations after us didn't really have a lot of firsts, like we did. Also, too, what he was saying was that even though our generation is so nostalgic, like, you know, we also saw things that kids don't see today at all, like playing outside, making up games, you know.
A really crappy McDonald's kids meal toys.
Right. Or you have to mime that shit. I mean, it's like Johnny's sitting on his truck. Oh, no. Here comes a rock. Boom. Crash. They have nothing. It's like, but like our kids, like, you know, they don't know
anything.
They're
getting dumber and dumber. I seriously think they're getting dumber and dumber. And they're getting way too too literal with things.
Right. Well, because that's because they're so expectant of results and shit like that.
It's like they go shut the front door because somebody said that to them,
Oh, they're, you mean they're that literal. Like literal?
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, yeah. But you told me to go do it.
Right.
Like, that's a joke.
But you know what's funny? Right. But you know what's funny is, like, let's say, for example, we had kids and, you know, we were raised in a certain way, right? Uh-huh. But, like,
we were raised in it.
Right, right.
Raised
do
it.
Do you think that we, I wonder if parents face this sort of dilemma. Like, we grew up in a time where we got spanked, where we got belted, where we got switched. I mean, it was like all kinds of, yes, all kinds of shit was being thrown, kicked, pushed.
We'll burn your eyes out.
Right.
And
and you know, like playing outside and collecting like Garbage Pail Kid cards, or like you
and
know,
giggling at the lost children on the back of the milk carton because right. Oh no, not giggling.
But how, do you think that they
most
face...
of them are redheads? Did you ever notice that?
Yeah, that's weird. Do you ever think that maybe that's that the parents nowadays, because we're not parents, but I think we would probably go through the same thing. Do you think
I've birthed these two children on the side right here? Yeah. I'm a parent.
Yeah, you are.
I just don't get to be a tax-paying parent and right. get money back.
Right. Wouldn't it be great? Oh, my God.
This is $8,000 right here. Like, if I could claim them, that's like automatic $8,000.
Right. Oh, fuck. That'd be great. I think that's what they face is they face this, I want to raise them the way that I was raised, and then... they have all these other factors outside, like if a kid gets hit, you can call DCFS because that's now a thing.
Well, or also, if they like punish them, there's like that guilt factor because they know how they felt when their parents were attacking them.
Oh,
because
yeah, that's actually
to
kind
be
of
honest,
interesting.
Sometimes
I've never...
it was an attack. It was not a spanking.
Oh well, that's because they wanted to get. They were frustrated about something. Because now we know
you
when we act
minutes.
Out, when we lash out, we know that that is what we've our frustration.
We're supposed to breathe and keep it in. What the millennials think is that they're supposed to breathe and let everyone else know about it. Right. And no one wants to know about your damn problems. You know what? I have my problems, but I can keep them to myself. Right. And actually, it's going to be a first that I say this. Because I always keep my problems to myself, but I think you're the problem.
Bloop.
That needs to be like a RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah,
you're the problem.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think if I had kids, like I would raise them like how my mom raised us, which would be like. If you don't listen to what I'm telling you, you have 5 seconds to get the fuck out of my face and correct whatever you did wrong.
Or this iron is going to be on your face
or
while it's on.
The belt is going to see your ass.
Oh, so many times the belt. Switches.
I mean,
switches.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I liked when they would tell you, go pick out your switch. Go pick out your belt.
And you bring back the one that you think is going to hurt the least, and motherfucker, it brings out blood. It's like, shit.
the real thin ones.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Oh. You know, I didn't get spanked a lot when I was a kid, but the few times that I did get
you
spanked.
You learned from that shit, right?
Oh, my God. I mean, how about nowadays, when before, like, you would get reprimanded at the store, or you were told, the long like message of like you fucking look at anything you want to get and you put it in your hands, your ass is grass. I'm gonna give you one look, and so you go into the shopping center terrified to all death that if you touch anything,
because if you really want something and just want to touch it, you're gonna die.
Literally, for all you literals out there, and then you did touch something by accident, purposely. Oh. And your ass got beat in front of everybody. Oh, you decided to touch that. Go on ahead and pick out your item
in,
of hitting.
Say it in your mom's accent.
You want to tocar eso?
Yes, I'd love
go
to
find
taco.
The chancla. Because you
but
know.
But you bring back the high heels because you're really horny.
No, because you know. Ew.
That ain't muddle that. Are you?
Oh my god. Anyway, because you know she don't give two fucks to slap your ass around.
You're
in the middle
because all she has is flats.
Oh my god.
Oh, that was funny. My stomach hurts.
I shouldn't
drink while we do this.
Oh god, it is 11 in the morning. No one's drinking.
It's 5 somewhere.
And, right. Yeah, I just, yeah, no. You could never get, your mom just looked at, my mom.
There was
okay, we'll go ahead and plea deal. No.
I'm counting to 10. I'm counting to 20, Brixton. I'm counting to 30, Braylee.
Get it together. Oh, you're going to decide to have a tantrum?
I'm counting to 40. Jane.
Right.
Because that I hate you because your name's Jane and not Brixton, Braylee,
and Brianna.
And Brianna.
I mean, it's just I've actually seen that happen where the mother will sit there and be like, I'm giving you 10 seconds and then we're going to have a talk.
And it's always
talk. Get the fuck out of here. We're going to have a talk. I'm going to beat your ass in front of everybody. Let them know who's the boss. You will not speak to me like that. No, ma'am. And then you have white women with the long blonde hair.
When your
hair.
Mom gets... this is what you see.
And they're over there. Brianna, I'm going to talk to you in about 5 seconds. I'm giving you 10. Okay, why did it go up? I'm sorry. Okay, 5 seconds are up. Come here, young lady. We're going to have that talk. I would have pulled the fuck out of her hair. Maybe took out a chunk, give it to her, and be like, this is what would happen
when your reaction. Instead of like, you know how they have Batman's cloud thing in the city? Oh, yeah. It's a chancla.
Wait,
everyone knows.
Was that a Jean-Claude or a chancla?
Both.
He's wearing the chancla.
As you throw the chancla, Jean-Claude is like kicking your ass.
Right. He's fucking whipping your ass around.
And that's why everybody's scared of the chancla, because they only see the chancla and they don't see Jean-Claude come out and beat their ass. And they're afraid of the chancla because something's happening before the chancla even gets to them.
Oh my god, totally. You would be like, why does this oh shit, what does that side hurt? Fucking like you like auditioning for
for crazy.
I whip my hand back and forth, my hand back and forth. Now bitch, you're just getting up, you're about to get hit with that shot. That's why you react in that way, so you don't get hit.
Oh my god. Do we have any like listener feedback this week or the past couple of weeks? Let's
no.
go on the Twitters.
I know we had something from someone on the YouTubes.
Oh, we got All About Me podcast, Dennis, you know, your voice boyfriend.
Oh yeah.
We got Baron, Charles S, Brennan, this person, Jaden 55, not for sure what that's about. She should change her picture.
Oh god.
We got some big fatty up in her.
Up in her.
Toppy Smelly responded because I just tweeted a picture of our studio. I said, this hot garbage recording studio. He's like,
I mean, all just talking like, about herself.
Great name for a podcast.
what was that again?
This hot garbage recording studio. Hi, thank you for listening to This Hot Garbage Recording Studios. My name is...
Garbage.
Rocky Garbage. And your name is...
That's it.
We need a punny trash name.
Oh, I don't know. Just give it to me.
What's trash in Spanish?
Basura.
Basura. You're Barbara Basura. you're Blanco no, Basura.
No.
La Basura Blanca.
No, it would be like Trashy Betty or something. oh, I got it. I got it. Trashy Barbie. Anyways, we are so, like, as usual, not on point. Oh. Anyway, so
the picture I posted. So we just got a tweet back, like, live. Well, not live, just like right now.
Yeah.
It's from Duvet.
Oh.
And so this is the picture. Well, I'm going to show it to you because you haven't seen it.
Oh, okay.
He responds, hot knee. Because my knee is just in the picture. Hot knee.
I mean, just leave it to our listeners to give us some witty comments. Oh, geez. Anyway.
So let's talk about Trump, baby. Let's talk about,
you know,
Trump,
I am baby. About 2 seconds away from boycotting
the Today. Oh God, it sounds so serious.
Boycotting the Today Show.
What?
Because happened? Like every morning for the last like 2 weeks, in the first 5 minutes, it's like, well, we have a phone call from Trump. Like Trump's phoning in, literally every day. And I like watching that show in the morning.
Oh, and no one has to hear that.
Exactly. Especially 5 minutes before you have to leave to work. No one needs to hear that shit.
And then you got to go through traffic.
Woo! Oh,
you're about to have to see a murder spree.
Oh, my God. Some are going to end up on death and murder. Okay.
Death.
Murder.
Oh, that reminds me.
She just got an idea.
I was on my way home from work one day. But I had to go down south to do something. I can't remember. Oh, Friday. No.
Get it together.
Yes, it was Friday on my way to the class that I had to take.
Oh, okay.
Why did I pass a prison bus? Why was the, you know, they're really tall and they have all the glass filled in so you can't see what's in there, but they have like the small window up top.
Yeah.
Why, when I looked over and looked up, I saw someone's fingers and little tongue sticking out of there. I was like, oh my God.
That's sad.
Gross. But they could see me, but I couldn't see them. Like,
what? Was he like trying to lick you?
I think it was a women's bus.
Where am I going?
Are you trying to stand?
Yeah.
Okay, it's that one down there.
I know.
Poor thing.
There we go.
So I'm getting nervous about the elections because I'm just nervous. I mean,
well,
is there anyone that's not nervous? Because
I'm not necessarily nervous.
Ulcer.
Right. No, I'm not necessarily nervous per se. I'm just, I think more than anything, I'm beyond a little nervous. I think I'm a little scared because I really seriously think that if he comes into office, we're going to see another world war. And I'm being serious. Like, I really think that either that or we're going to get attacked again and it's going to be much worse. Our economy is going to go for shit. And he's going to have all of us duped. Like, we will go to bankruptcy like one of his businesses.
We will literally be trumped.
Literally.
That's what it'll be in the history books. All these people got trumped.
And the sad thing about it is that there's nothing that we as a nation can do to get him out of there before his time.
Right.
We would literally have
We would literally have to hire someone out from another country
to assassinate him or cause like.
That didn't come out of my mouth.
Oh.
just in case anyone's listening to this part of the FBI.
No one wants to assassinate anybody.
I totally got questioned by the Secret Service because of a statement I made like that.
On here?
No, I said on AOL chat forum. And I said was I felt sorry for what am I thinking?
I have no idea.
My mind is saying Ross Perot, but that's not who I want to say.
Uh-huh.
The vice president. That I felt sorry for the vice president of Bill Clinton.
I don't even know who that was.
oh my God. Hold on.
Wasn't it Al Gore?
Al Gore, yes.
Wasn't it? But Al Gore was the second term, or yeah. was he the first? No, he wasn't the first term. I think he was the second term. Yeah. Now that's gonna really.
And then you know they voted, and Bush became president. And then I said on the day of the ceremony where they announced he was president.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had posted on a forum that said, "Oh, if I feel sorry for Al Gore having to stand there. If I was there, I would have shot his head off."
Oh my God.
And I totally got flagged by the internet death threat desk.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You're lucky they didn't fucking come to your house.
They did. I was fingerprinted, Roger.
Oh my God, they actually came to your house?
They came to my house.
Like, how long after they come to your house?
Like, they called me. I got a call that night on my house phone. Weird. And they were saying, well, I got an email. It says, you need to contact this number. You've been flagged. And I was like, oh, spam. I'm not doing this.
So of course, I deleted right, it. Most, I deleted it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Girl, let me tell you. 3 minutes later, there was another one. And it said, do not delete. This is a serious matter and you need to contact this number. And I was like,
oh. Wait a minute. So once you deleted that, they literally came back and were like, how much long after did you get that email?
Literally like 3 minutes. I mean, it was like deleted. And then 3 minutes later, it says, do not delete this message.
I know. Isn't that weird?
This is very important. They knew I deleted it.
Do you really think they knew you deleted it, or did they just assume since you didn't?
Girl, you know it was AOL back then. People was breaking into that all the time.
So I suppose if they were telling you do not delete it, because how else would they have known unless right. they checked? That's fucking scary.
It was scary.
That's why it is so they important about the Apple thing.
They photographed me.
You're cutting out a lot of the story. So so did you call? You told me the story before, but
I called. You called. Okay, what did they say? An appointment.
Okay, wait. So that you call, and what did they tell you?
They're like, this is a serious matter. It has been discovered that a user at your home assigned to this name made this threat against the president, and it has to be investigated.
And what did you say? Were you automatically like, that was Barbara?
No, I was just like, what are you talking about? And they're like, verbatim, this is what you said. And I was like, that was a joke. And they're like, well, we take these things very seriously, so we're gonna be sending two secret service agents came to my house.
Oh boy, baby, were they hot?
Yes, because they were like Men in Black.
Woohoo!
A state police officer, a city police officer, and a county police officer came to my house
all in the same day, or like different days
all together at one time.
That's fucking scary.
Do you know how hard it is to accommodate 5 hot, informed men without automatically just going to your knees? Do you know how hard that is?
Okay, so anyways.
Of course, it was a joke.
Right. So all of them come to your house, including the Secret Service.
Yes.
And what are they? So
they give me a test.
Okay. Oh, my God. Well, okay, go ahead. What was the test?
It's just like a personality test. So they asked like 150 some questions, but there were 5 of the same questions worded differently.
Oh, got it.
They're trying to like figure out, is this guy lying or not?
Right. They want to know your psyche. Right. So if you're actually real or not.
Which you can't get it because it's all up in her.
Right. Ooh. Notice how the word psyche is the same as psycho.
They knew stuff that I was just like, oh, this shit's real.
Like, they
knew how my father passed away. They knew my,
well, that's all public record. So it's not like,
well, yeah, but
I mean, it's not like it's like they knew what color underwear you were wearing because they were spying on you that day. You know what I mean? Like,
they knew exactly how he like passed away and what things looked like and what, I mean, they were given all this.
Oh.
And they also had my dad's information, which I never met that grandfather.
Oh, shit.
Because my dad, he left when he was like two.
Can you repeat that again?
I know, but they wouldn't give it to me.
All right.
Bastards. But yeah, so anyway, short story, you know, they found me not crazy.
Right.
They found that it was a joke, but wanted to assure me that if I were to show up knowingly to any presidential kind of thing, then, you know,
You may be questioned.
Watch yourself.
Oh, shit.
And so the well, following year... I'm sorry, excuse
me, was that a threat?
He became president, right? And the following year, he did a war memorial, like, in Texas or somewhere that had never had one before.
Uh-huh.
And, no, it was in Florida, Tampa.
Uh-huh.
And they... I lived in Virginia when that happened, but when the Florida thing happened, I was living in Florida.
Uh-huh.
How about they called me and said, we know that you live 30 minutes from Tampa. Do you plan on going to this event?
That's just
that the president
scary.
Was going to be at.
That's just I was scary.
Like, I was 19. The internet was new. I didn't know what I was doing. Oh my God, maybe I am a millennial.
I would have been like, I mean, really seriously? Like, does it look like I want to kill the president? It's like.
Because it was stuff. This is the stuff that they said. Do you shoot guns? No. Do you have guns? No. Have you ever lived in a home with guns? Yes. Would you own a gun if someone, you know, if you were so mad you would buy one to kill someone? I'm like, no. I don't even know how to use a gun. And then that's when they were like, well, according to your previous family lifestyle, or, you know, just your
right, your family, lifestyle. Yeah.
Your dad was a big proponent of guns and actually died from one.
Yeah.
I was like,
I mean, you're like, yeah, because he used it on himself.
I know.
Dumb. That's horrible. I mean, I can't, like,
why do they need to know all that and why do they need to bring it up?
So that's one of the things that I think millennials have is that whole, like, we're going to say everything and nothing is like,
oh, you mean they're Kanye-ing it.
Yes. They're like, but I didn't do that. Kanye. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Why am I being arrested? It was a joke.
It was for world peace.
Right. Now, here at the House of Foul Monkeys, we do not condone, nor do we ever propone anyone shoot anybody.
Oh, yeah, duh. They just have to listen to previous shows.
Right. We are not for that. As much as we despise people, we are not for that. Because violence, what? Does not solve anything. So,
Well, depending on the situation.
Oh, my God. if I get that email, I blame it all on you. you know, I think that right now in this time with the whole Donald Trump thing, he definitely has... I think bamboozled a lot of the people that are supporting him.
I love that word.
I think
one of my coworkers used it the other day and I about died. I was like, I have not heard that word since like forever.
Yeah.
I've been bamboozled.
Bamboozled. What?
Bamboozled.
Bamboozled. What?
Bamboozled.
I think he's got it.
Bamboozled.
Okay. Let's reel it in. Reel in the crazy. I think I think that once they get into, if he does survive enough to get into office, I think he's going to be like, people are going to be like, what do we do? Like, what did we do? And you know,
the United States will go into chaos at that.
Oh my God, totally. People would literally kill each other. I also kind of think like...
Which we do not condone.
No, we do not condone that. Violence is never the answer. I mean, look at the Middle East. Ooh, that's sad.
Too soon.
I also kind of think like, you know, he's being a very used car salesman and America is buying it. Like, literally.
Ew, stop.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's like, oh, the car, you know, he's got like, The car's got 5 miles
of damage because it was dragged on a
U-Haul. But it still looks good, and I'm giving you a deal. Why is he yelling? I mean, first of all, get in the fucking microphone and stop fucking yelling. Like, that's the one thing that is so irritating to me is that he literally, the microphone is coming out of his nose, and he's still fucking yelling.
He needs a Janet headset that comes out to about right here. And no them one can see that.
They need to sit together and teach each other how to sing
appropriately.
Jen's gonna be like, Trump.
This is how you hee hoo when the microphone's right on your lips. This is how you do it when it's 2 inches from your lip.
And this is how you do it when it's 10 Janet inches away Jackson. From. Did you hear that?
And this is what happens if you're, coming nasty.
Oh, wow. No.
Oh, no. You're so nasty.
Oh, my God. This is going to be such a random show.
It's 40 minutes. Let's go.
Already?
Yeah.
We didn't even get into anything.
No, the new show. We can do another show.
All right.
So let's end this.
Okay. Goodbye.
Let's start this.
And end it?
And then we'll end it again.
Where are you
and
going
then we'll
it?
Pause.
Okay.
We've done all that, and now we're back.
Yeah. Oh. I'm literally here like, goodbye. Are we stopping now?
Yeah, okay. This is Ricky.
And this is Paper.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there in